The 1970s was a tumultuous time, full of upheaval on many fronts, from the end of the Vietnam War to the dawn of personal computers. It makes sense that its music had a similar helter-skelter feel. The early 70s were a musical melting pot where genres like rock, reggae, funk, and pop could coexist. Ingenuity was essential, and as artists were warier of the mainstream music industry, they began doing things unconventionally and bolder than ever. Genres like punk and funk became more popular after the age of psychedelia essentially died at the end of the 60s and became the quintessential sound of the early 70s. As the free love movement's repercussions rippled after its heyday, the anti-war mindset saw peace songs like George Harrison's Give Me Love, Give Me Peace on Earth, and the OJ's Love Train gain prominence. Love songs such as Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On and Diana Ross's Touch Me in the Morning also rose in popularity. 1973 was the aftermath of the explosion that was the 1960s, giving way to a groovy new sound called disco, which would make its mark later in the decade. It was a year when experimentation was key, and these songs are proof of that. To display this diverse year of music making, Stacker surveyed Billboard's Hot 100 list of top songs in 1973 and highlighted the top 50. Some of these songs were released in 1972 but found their way to the Billboard charts in 1973, but we celebrate their 50th birthday all the same. Tie a Yellow Ribbon Round the Ole Oak Tree, by Tony Orlando and Don, released February 1973, Bad Leroy Brown by Jim Croce, released March 1973, Killing Me Softly with His Song, by Roberta Flack, released January 1973, Let's Get It On, by Marvin Gaye, released June 1973, My Love, by Paul McCartney and Wings, released March 1973, Why Me, by Kris Kristofferson, released April 1973, Crocodile Rock, by Elton John, released November 1972, Will It Go Round in Circles by Billy Preston, released March 1973, You're So Vaughn by Carly Simon, released November 197,210 50ths, Touch Me in the Morning, by Diana Ross, released May 1973. The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia, by Vicki Lawrence, released November 1972. Playground in My Mind, by Clint Holmes, released June 1972. Brother Louie, by Stories, released August 1973. Delta Dawn, by Helen Reddy, released June 1973. Me and Mrs. Jones by Billy Paul, released September 1972. Frankenstein by Edgar Winter Group, released February 1973. Drift Away by Dobie Gray, released 1972 feet. Little Willie by Sweet, released September 1972. You Are the Sunshine of My Life by Stevie Wonder, released March 1973. Half Breed by Cher, released July 1973. That Lady by Isley Brothers, originally released April 1964, re-released 1973. Funk Version, Pillow Talk, by Sylvia Robinson, released March 1973. We're an American Band, by Grand Funk Railroad, released July 1973. Right Place, Wrong Time, by Dr. John, released April 1973. Wildflower, by Skylark, released February 1973. Superstition, by Stevie Wonder, released October 1972. Loves Me Like a Rock, by Paul Simon, released July 1973. The Morning After, by Maureen McGovern, released May 1973. Rocky Mountain High, by John Denver, released October 1972. Stuck in the Middle with You, by Steeler's Wheel, released April 1973. Shambhala, by Three Dog Night, released May 1973. Lovetron by OJ's, released December 1972. I'm Gonna Love You Just a Little More Baby, by Barry White, released April 1973. Say, Has Anybody Seen My Sweet Gypsy Rose, by Tony Orlando and Don, released July 1973. Keep on Truckin', by Eddie Kendricks, released August 1973. Danny's Song, by Anne Murray, released December 1972. Dancing in the Moonlight, by King Harvest, released July 1972. Monster Mash, by Bobby Boris Pickett, originally released August 1962, re-released September 1973. Natural High, by Bloodstone, released April 1973. Diamond Girl, by Seals and Crofts, released May 1973. Long Train Runnin', by Doobie Brothers released, March 1973, Give Me Love, Give Me Peace on Earth, by George Harrison released, May 1973, If You Want Me to Stay, by Sly and the Family Stone released, June 1973, Daddy's Home, by Jermaine Jackson released, November 1972, Neither One of Us, Wants to Be the First to Say Goodbye, by Gladys Knight and the Pips released, December 1972, I'm Doin' Fine Now, by New York City release date, 1973, Could It Be I'm Falling in Love, by Spinners released, November 1972, Daniel, by Elton John released, January 1973, Midnight Train to Georgia, by Gladys Knight and the Pips released, August 1973, Smoke on the Water, by Deep Purple released, May 1973.